What a week to start the year. Last Monday, I was in London alongside John Reinhart, author of Gospel Patrons, for his ministry's board meeting. The next day, we joined 100 Christian leaders from across the UK gathered for the annual conference of their Gospel Patrons chapter. While in London, two stories from across the pond dominated the news. The fires in Los Angeles and the activities around the death of Jimmy Carter. We returned Wednesday evening in time for the national day off to watch the state funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. Who was in charge? For 12 years, I served as the program director for Franklin Graham's evangelistic festivals around the world. Every year in seven cities, local churches would invite us to bring a solid outreach event to their communities. My role included the design of each event's program, selecting the musical artists who would perform, and approving the songs they would sing. Every component mattered. Somebody blew it last week. On screens around the world, the state funeral service was simulcast in that timeout moment to give recognition to one of America's past presidents. Carter's faith was one of his distinguishing characteristics. It was mentioned in positive terms, and then Garth Brooks and wife Trisha Yearwood sang John Lennon's musical communist manifesto, Imagine. Here are the lyrics. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion, too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Does music really matter? In an interview with the Christian Post, composer and musician Keith Getty warned that many modern worship songs focus on emotionalism rather than sound doctrine and scriptural truth. This, he said, leads to a generation ill-equipped to understand or defend the Christian faith. To quote, an authentic generation doesn't begin with catharsis. It has to begin with an authentic picture of the God of the Bible, he explained. Over 75% of what we are called the great hymns of the faith talk about eternity, heaven, hell, and the fact we have peace with God. Yet less than 5% of modern worship songs talk about eternity. Many worship songs are focused on this earth, Getty said. I believe that the modern worship movement is a movement for cultural relevance. It's de-Christianizing of God's people. It's utterly dangerous. Close quote. Jesus told a story, it's recounted in Luke 16, about a rich man living the dream and a homeless beggar who camped by the rich guy's trash can, feeding off the cast-offs. Both ultimately died. The rich guy landed in Hades, and Lazarus, the throwaway, was in paradise. Had CNN been around then, they probably would have covered rich guy's funeral. He might have had Garth and Trisha lined up to share his life views in music. Imagine there's no heaven, no hell, no religion. If only. Read it for yourself. The rich guy begged for Lazarus to go back and warn his five brothers not to follow his lead into torment and agony. His request was denied. They would have their chance. Based on their personal declarations while still living, John Lennon is in Hades, and Jimmy Carter is in paradise. Carter publicly confessed his dependence on the Lord Jesus as his Savior. Music matters. I've already chosen some of the songs that will mark my passing. What would you have your family share with your family and friends that would be your message to them from your ultimate destination?